might lurk in the woods outside a pastoral little town. If a gateway is to be found there, what might come out of it? And what are we to make of a stranger arriving in town with designs on said gate? We'll be welcoming you to Willow Hill just after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hi, this is Fred Greenhalgh, your host of Undertow, Realm's podcast, taking you under the surface and into the weird and the wicked. I'm also co-creator of the series we're experiencing, The Dark Tome. Today, we're presenting a standalone adaptation of The Floodgates of Willow Hill, a story of the quaint town of Foxville and the deadly woods that lurk beyond, written by Mary Sangiovanni. Dubbed the Queen of Cosmic Horror by Christopher Golden, Mary is an award-winning American horror and thriller writer with over a dozen novels to her name, including the Hollowware Trilogy, Thrall, Chaos, the Kathy Ryan series, and others, as well as numerous novellas, short stories, comics, and non-fiction. So, Mary has painted a gate to Willow Hill. It appears to be cracking open. Shall we enter?
Do you love early autumn evenings as much as I do? It's clearer somehow. Everything seems to click into place. Here in Willow Hill, the air seems filled with possibilities. That and the warm glow of the setting sun, and the sweet smells of hot cider and apple pie. Up through Columbus Day, the Willow Hill Country Store would stay open till 8, though not many people came that late. But it gave Ted Larson a chance to sip a thumb of whiskey with his bud Hank Jedso on the porch. Soaking up the last rays of sun and the sights and smells of the town.
Well, look at you, girl. Nose in a book. Always reading.
I didn't get that new.
That's Mr. Larson. My parents died rather abruptly 2 years ago, and he took me in, being my dad's uncle. He's been good to me. As good as he can be, at least.
I want to go to university, Uncle Ted. Miss Nellie tells me I need to do lots of reading if I'm to go to university.
Oh, Miss Nellie's right on that. Go get yourself some more schooling, girl. Get yourself out of this one horse town.
And that's Hank Jedso. He and his tobacco pipe are a fixture on the country store's porch.
I suppose. How anyone's gonna pay for you to go to college is outside my estimation. Hey, you fancy some hot cider, Sam? I reckon I've seen the last customer of the day. I hate to waste the pot.
I'd love some.
How about you, Hank?
Well, more of this whiskey. Do me right solid.
Suppose it will.
Jack takes a peek at first, now left hand's a fast.
Just me, or did it get a little chilly in the last couple of minutes?
Well, sweater weather soon enough, Ted.
Yeah, well, hey, here's your cider, Sam.
Thanks, Uncle Ted.
You got another mite of that whiskey, Hank?
Yeah? Where's your glass?
Yeah. Well, much obliged, old timer.
Anytime, you dotty codger.
Well, look at that.
Now, I'll be damned, Ted. Looks like you got a customer after all. What are those plates? New York?
Evening.
Evening.
We're about to close up shop. You want to pull in?
No, thank you. I just need to know if there's a motel or maybe a boarding house around here.
A motel, he says?
Knock it off. What Hank here means to say is, around the corner, two blocks, there's a greenhouse with white shutters. Nellie there will rent your room, I reckon.
Thanks.
And I thought we'd seen all the Flatlanders we was going to get for this year. You know what you should have told him?
Yeah. You can't get there from here. You old coot. Honey, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I just need to get ready.
Ready? Ready for what? What was that all about?
You got a motel, he says.
Motel?
Oh, really? I mean, really.
About this time, the sun had turned from golden to a corpse-skinned haze of violet and corpulent shadows. A sharp chill had come into the air, New England's early warning of how quickly the languorous summer could transition to a murderous winter.
Greenhouse, white shutters. No sign.
Yes?
Are you Nellie?
Depends who's asking.
Two gentlemen over at the country store said to ask for Nellie, looking for a room for the night.
Oh, those two. I might have a room for an out-of-towner such as yourself. Come on in.
Thank you.
You have your own private bath, a shared kitchen downstairs. Checkouts at noon, unless you need to leave later, in which case it's an extra five...
Well, I'm not sure yet. I guess we'll play it by ear.
Well, everybody's cleared out, so you should have a real quiet sleep tonight.
Well, I sure hope so.
You need anything, let me know.
Thank you much. Could be worse. All right. Where are you? Next, the legend of Zamaxar. Yes, I'm certain of it. The gates are open. And tonight, something big will slip through. Unless...
I know, Hunter, I know. We just take a quick look around and see what's going on and skedaddle back out of there. Would have been simpler if Katie hadn't gone and moved on up to Boston way. It'd be her looking in on her pa instead of you and me. Hard to believe I've been friends with the pa ever since we was boys. Even then, I didn't like these woods so much. And I like them even less now. Gates open. That's weird.
That's Chuck McCauley. He's got a woodlot near Jonas Becker's place, on the Willow Hillside. He just got a call from Jonas's daughter, Katie Becker. She'd been ringing her dad for a few days now. He didn't answer, didn't call her back. That wasn't like him. Would he mind giving a search? Well, Chuck, he started by swinging by the Swagger. That's our local watering hole. And sure enough, not a soul had seen old Jonas. They hadn't seen him by Mel's diner either. So here he was, taking a ride out to Becker's farm, through the Foxville Woods. A patch of woods that even an old logger like Chuck never wanted to set foot in after dark. Except, here he was.
No such thing as ghosts and goblins, Chuck. The good book says there's God and angels and demons, but there ain't no boogeymen jumping out of trees.
Everybody who's grown up in Foxville, well, they've always guessed there's something wrong with the woods on the edge of town, the ones that border Willow Hill. Something people don't like to bring up in polite company. There was that moss that killed a couple of trees in a day or two during a cold weather spell. The dark silt in the riverbed that almost looked like blood flowing away from the woods. And then there's that thing that Hank and Ted say they shot at when they were boys. The two would never dare breathe a word. Except one time, Macaulay got them drunk on coffee brandy, and they told the story of a thing with a head like a shark and eyes black as midnight, and how it kept coming after they shot it, 3 times, before the two of them ran. But Chuck could laugh that off as wild stories by a couple of drunks. At least, that's what he told me. But the cloud that came over his eyes after he finished the story suggested he might believe more than he was letting on.
Damn you, Jonas. What the hell are you doing out here anyway? I wouldn't stay here if I'd lost my wife and son. And your daughter ran as far as she could as soon as she could. But you are a stubborn old goat, ain't you? But even with all those stories, even after your wife and boy died and those freak... Hold up, boy, hold up. Damn, something knocked over his truck. Come on, buddy. We've got to check on old Jonas. Come on. Should have put fresh batteries in my flashlight. Can't barely see. The hell? Stay back, buddy. Stay back. Don't want you near this. Whatever the hell this is. Slime? Lord Jesus, protect me. That ain't a thing from nature. What? What is... out there! Something in those woods?
Macaulay's flashlight fell on a strange shape emerging from the cursed woods. Its beam caught something and was absorbed by an endless void beyond the edge of the outermost stars. A place so far removed from even the dreams of humanity as to fill him with a frozen dread.
No. God help me. Jonas brought it out of the woods. Hunter, stay back.
Dad!
Dad!
Jonas, is that you? Dad, help me.
Get away from him, you son of a bitch!
Sam, can you help me, Sam?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you from your reading. Just maybe you can help me clean up here. You know, somebody ought to.
Yes.
Mr. Larson. Ted Larson.
Always happens. Someone always shows up right at closing time.
Store's closed, mister.
So, you must be Hank Jedso, yes?
Yeah, I'm Hank Jedso. Now, who the hell are you?
Professor Joe Ricci. I'm a linguist and cryptoanthropologist at Miskatonic University in Arkham. I know it's...
Excuse me. You're a what?
Cryptoanthropologist. I know it's late, but I was wondering if I might have a quick word with you on a matter of great importance.
Regarding?
Willow Hill. Specifically, the boundaries between the Foxville Woods and Willow Hill.
What's going on?
Sam, go inside.
But Uncle Ted...
Sam, go inside now.
What the hell's going on? What are you talking
There's
about?
There's a creature that might slip through the gates, sir, if we don't do anything about it. This book told me...
You are right out of your mind.
You didn't drink it, man?
No, I assure you, I haven't had...
I need some help! It's Jonas! Something's happened to Jonas!
Jonas Becker!
Jesus! Oh, Jesus.
Come on!
How did you find him like this?
Jesus!
Come on, get him in!
Sam, call us an ambulance!
Nope, won't go!
What do you mean, won't go?
Hank, last thing he said before passing out was no hospitals. Real firm about that.
Oh, did he now?
Sam?
Yes?
Get us some bandages and some peroxide, and I'll clean these wounds the best I can.
Okay.
I'm just gonna clean you up a little bit, Jonas. Get this slime off you.
What the hell's going on, Chuck? Who did this to Jonas?
He came stumbling out of the woods, all glowing and bleeding, and something behind him was wailing like a banshee. Becca's eyes, I could see he was scared of that thing following him. And then I saw it, too. Oh, God, I saw it. I fired my gun like crazy. Maybe I killed it, maybe I scared it. I don't know. Didn't stay long enough to see. I grabbed Jonas and put him in the pickup with Hunter and got the hell out of there.
Excuse me. Did you say he was glowing?
Yeah, he was, who the hell are you?
Professor Joe Ricci from Arkham University. I came here. Well, I came here looking for Mr. Becker.
Is that so?
Well, for his farm. You see...
Holy Jesus.
What in the hell?
We've made some discoveries regarding some things going on out there just beyond his farm limits, in what I think is commonly referred to as the Foxville Woods.
We have?
My fellow professors and me, right here. Here, these are distilled invocations and incantations, some taken from the archaic Necotic manuscripts. A hell of a find, right there. Others from the Liber Iuvonis and De Vermis Mysterii, some from Cult de Ghoul and Unausprechlichen Kulten, and some from the Necronomicon of the Mad Arab.
Son, in English.
Well, they're specifically spells.
Spells? What, like magic spells?
For opening a kind of, a floodgate to a place beyond our known universe, a place beyond stars, even.
It's... pretty.
Sam?
It's got powers, Mr. Ricci?
Yes. Powers like no other. In every book I just mentioned, there is only a fragment of the process, as even the authors found the prospect of completing it too ghastly to include in its entirety. Mm-hmm. You see, there are supposedly these things, formless and powerful, and their presence anywhere alters time and space. By invoking the completed spell, one can open this floodgate, allowing that piece of their homeworld to pour into the caster's homeworld or dimension. However, by invoking portions of it, it pours in a little at a time. Now, everything that comes through, from vegetation to other things, it's all unstable, deadly, predatory, and it spreads, changing things in our world, and then, as more parts of the complete spell are invoked, even more pours through the floodgate and more changes occur.
You mean we have a floodgate right here in Willow Hill?
Pay no mind to this city slicker, Sammy. He's talking crazy. Demons and other worlds ain't gonna do you no good if you want to get to college.
He's right.
According to the tome, one of the weakest gates is in those woods. And as recently as this morning, the barrier between the worlds has deteriorated. Something set it off, maybe, or maybe it's a combination of the moon and the stars. It's not really clear, only we have to act fast. This book also has a way to stop up the floodgate out there and maybe force whatever's come through the gate to go back to where it came from.
According to the tome, you say?
Yes. The Dark Tome.
The Dark Tome?
This book here. This is the Dark Tome.
This is gonna be the biggest load of bullcrap I ever heard in my life.
Hank, hold up here. Hold up. I seen things. You seen things, too.
Hank and I were kids when that happened, drunk off our first taste of blueberry wine, Chuck. I still
Ted,
don't think
I
we...
don't know if this man is crazy or not, his talk or the tome and whatnot, but I do know something ain't right out in those woods. I seen it myself. We also know what happened to... Well, you know.
I know what.
You know what I'm talking about. Her.
Stop right there.
It was weird, wasn't it? Us finding her out there. No memories of the whole thing. Her folks sucked dry like empty packets.
I said never, Hank. Not with her here.
You're the one who saw that shark thing when you was a boy. You know.
Hey, easy, both of you.
Starting with a fungus first month before last.
Jonas?
He's awake.
All right. Looked kind of like... mushrooms, I guess. Little caps growing up the sides of the trees, but bigger than any mushrooms I ever see. And they had, roots, I guess, or shoots of some kind, all tangled up in the ferns and brush and around the base of the trees. Them roots growing in among the tree roots there. And the hole was black and blue and kind of see-through. And both them colors glowed, I swear, glowed like they had their own dark moonlight to them. And that ain't the only thing, neither. There are those things that feed on those mushroom things. I can't rightly tell you what they look like exact. I ain't never got a good look at them. They only come out at night. And what with them noises they make, I got to keeping indoors when they was about. But I seen their eyes, that same black that glowed and that same blue.
Jonas,
they had them eyes and mouths, too, all over their bodies. And some kind of arms, I guess, that keep waving and shifting, being and then unbeing. Like the bodies were changing their shape and texture. And those are the small ones. Oh, yes, I heard them begging and howling. And I'll be damned if something else bigger and louder didn't answer back before setting them little ones to screaming. Chuck, that thing you shot in the woods, I've seen it in my dreams. It's an avatar, or Nyarlathotep, or Hathor. It ain't clear which one, but man alive, it screams like its throat goes straight to hell. And I swear them formless things, the big and the little, they respond. Or maybe that thing we shot is just one form. The formless things take. Like when they're wanting to move, all physical-like, with a shape.
Jonas, tell us who attacked you.
Those names. They're gods.
What?
According to ancient occult beliefs, they're alien beings. Entities, if you will, of great power and great evil. Revered by dark cults as gods, and the rest of those in the know as monsters.
Jonas, you're saying you've seen it. In your dreams? Damn it. Sounds like we gotta put a stop to something.
Where's the ammo?
Up in the safe. You know the combo.
I'll be right back.
I don't know if...
Sounds like we're all doing a field trip out to the Folksville woods. I don't know if everything you're saying is true, but we ain't no strangers to, weird things going on out there in the sticks. And if something's out there that could do what it did to Jonas Becker or to Sam's parents before him, or worse, we gotta put an end to it.
Thank you. I mean, for the help. It won't hurt.
What are we looking for out there?
A cemetery. One too old for America.
Too old for a...
Just trust me on this.
Whatever it is, I hope cold steel can put a stop to it.
Well, me too. Just, you guys get in the truck. I need a minute.
Hey, give me a hand with Becca.
Okay, sure.
We'll need the tome.
Are you driving?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Sam, I'm sorry about what Hank said. I know it still must hurt to hear what happened to your folks. Sam?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna take a quick look at the woods out there. I expect I'll come home. I know you've been through a lot, and I think I owe you that much. You're a smart girl, Sammy. You're smart. You're inquisitive. You want to get to university? Well, you bet you have the brain for it. I love you for that. And if you love me back and respect me at all, you're gonna walk over to Miss Nellie's right now and wait for me. Take your book if you want, study all night. Just get yourself inside, lock the doors, and wait this out. Promise me?
I promise.
Good, good. Ain't nothing worth saving, girl, if I don't have you safe and the peace of mind knowing it. I owe that much to your mom and dad, and to you.
I'll be over at Nellie's, Uncle Ted. The whole time.
Oh, that's a good girl. Take Hunter with you while you're at it. Poor dog's been through enough tonight. All right, folks, let's go kill us a monster.
Hi.
Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I got a Winchester bolt action, and you got your dark tome to protect you, Mr. J?
That's right. I think my weapon will be of more use than yours, Mr. Jedso.
Got it into the back of the truck, but there's others the like of it out there, too. And they came for the corpse. The faceless god told them to, I suppose. It has many faces, many names. I heard his voice, and the piping of the mad idiot god, and the screams of windless movement and formless thought. So much, too much, in those damn dreams.
Mr. Becker, it would be extremely beneficial if you could tell us what happened out there in the woods tonight.
You'll see. Oh, yes. You'll see.
How much farther?
Not far now.
Hey, Professor.
Yes?
How long you had that book?
A little while. I got it from well, the previous owner had a run-in with a hazard of the trade. I figured if I learned its meanings, maybe I can stop what's coming through before it happens.
All of the responsibility for someone as young as you.
And how long have you been protecting the gate, Mr. Becker?
You mean me? Or my pa? Or his pa before him?
Wait. Your pa was mixed up in this, Jonas?
What, you think I ain't budging from the farm because I'm stubborn or stupid or something?
Jesus, even when we was kids.
Pa might not have told me what it was we was minding growing up, but he sure made it clear I wasn't gonna bug off the duty.
And this cemetery, where is he, Jonas?
Don't rightly know.
What? What you say?
He said he don't rightly know.
What? You don't know where an old cemetery is on your own property?
It doesn't really work like that, gentlemen. The place has a way of hiding itself, especially from people who would seek to stop creatures from crossing the gate. But the tome has a story. From colonial times, white settlers massacred an Indian village, burned every man, woman, and child alive. An event like that, it can change things. Warp the very energy attached to the spot.
Jesus.
Baal Amazah. No. Rikrim. No.
All right, young man. Where is this secret cemetery we're looking for?
One second, Mr. Chedso. One second. Here we go. North.
What's he doing? Consulting the tome, I guess. I don't...
I got it! It's this way! There's even... Look! A trail of Iker!
Iker?
Slime. Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Guess we follow him.
I guess we do. Everyone keep your eyes open and your gun ready.
You okay to handle this, Jonas, after everything you've been through?
I've been asked by my pa to do one thing. I sure as hell am gonna do it.
But your daughter, Katie, she's right worried
about
you.
I'm coming with you.
Yes. Yes, this way. The dark tome is starting to hum. Can't you hear it hum? It's responding to the rift in the floodgate.
You see, that's the one thing sticking in my craw. Someone had to open the floodgate, right? So who would do that? Why?
Supposedly, the reward for opening one of these floodgates is unlimited knowledge. So much knowledge as to allow the possessor to bend the physical properties of the world and passages of time to one's own will.
Sounds like some evil sons of bitches out there.
Well, not so much evil as tempted. The temptation of power is hard to resist for a man, don't you agree?
Nope, not at all. Not for folks like us who want a table with our Lord Savior when our days are through.
But this ain't the first time either, is it? If that's what happened that night Sam's parents came out here, somebody's been messing with this gate for a long time now. Someone clever.
Ow!
You okay, Ted?
Oh, hit something. Oh, hell.
What is it?
A rock. Huge. Moss-covered. Shaped kind of funny.
Yeah, look. There's lots of them in a circle all around us. Funny stones. They got symbols on them, too, like... Oh, hell.
Like out of Mr. Ritchie's book.
Hey,
you best get the seal in this gate up, Flatlander.
Jonas? Hey, Jonas, Bob! Look alive!
It's the monster!
What do you mean?
Keep them away from me! I'll need to complete my incantation!
You stand, I hell you!
Rialo.
I, Nyarna Thotep. Realm Amalfitalu.
Stay away, you here! This is my land!
Mother Mary, I wish this was just a drunken nightmare. But I'm sure
You hear me? This is my...
It's got Jonas! It's got... Oh, Jesus! Ted! Ted! Behind you, the shark thing!
Come back to finish the job, huh? I was sent in, buddy. Now I'm old. I ain't scared.
No! No! Back to hell! Back to hell with all of you!
Jesus. Jonas. Hank. Ted. They got all of you. What the hell are you laughing for? You think this is funny, city boy?
You should have seen it. Inside. Inside the gate.
Seen what? The thing that killed my friends.
It was powerful. Amazing. I could see so far. Wait. You hear that?
Hear what? I don't hear a damn thing.
Exactly. We did it. We closed the gate. Now... help me, I need to read some more incantations. Seal it forever.
No, sir. We need to be preparing for a funeral is what needs doing. A bunch of them need to tell Sam what happened to her poor Uncle Ted.
All right.
Okay, Sam. Hmm? Can I get you some tea?
I'm all right, Miss Nelly. Thank you.
They'll be along soon, I'm sure. You just hold on a mite longer. You're such a sweet kid, always reading.
I hope to get to Arkham University, Miss Nelly. I need to study if I ever hope to do that.
Oh, that you do, Sam.
Is that them?
Oh, you just wait right here. I'll be right back.
Okay. Didn't take him as long as I thought.
Nelly! Nelly!
Chuck! Chuck!
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
You don't talk. I talk. Ain't been nothing but trouble since you showed up in town.
What happened? Where are Ted and Hank? What? Is that blood?
You might want to sit down for this one. Trouble started about as soon as my headlights hit the edge of the Foxville Woods.
Oh.
Hank McCauley's telling Miss Nelly everything that happened out behind Jonas Becker's farm. But of course, I know it already. I know, because I see things. Wondrous things. My parents were my first blood sacrifice. It was like being born again. That night, I asked them to come with me to the cemetery before the age of man. Giving my parents up to the ancient ones, well, that was enough to grant me the keys to the floodgates. And I was not disappointed in the knowledge they'd given me, but I needed more.
And then, when it was over, all three were gone.
Oh!
I'm so sorry.
I know.
But we stopped it. We sealed the gate. This will never happen again.
All right.
Oh, Professor Ricci. I'm afraid you're wrong. You just stopped up the floodgates temporarily. It'll be about a week, maybe two, before I can get back to where I started. It's true, Mr. Ricci's book is much nicer than mine. It's cleaner, not as worn around the edges. I've had to spend countless hours piecing together missing fragments. Whole spells I've had to piece together letter by letter. I sure like its name, The Dark Tome. I know all the major players in it, too. Shub-Niggurath, Nyarlathotep, Hoster, Azathoth. There are lots of things in that copy that aren't in mine, but I managed to fill in the gaps. Uncle Ted did say I was a smart girl. I was really hoping the ancients would take Mr. Ricci, but no. They did take Uncle Ted, Jonas Becker, and Hank Jedso, so I think the gods will be happy with me, once I break the weakling spell Ricci has cast on the gate.
I'll go tell her.
You sure?
I can go.
No. You sit down and you stay put.
I do wonder how it would be to spend an afternoon discussing the mysteries of the outerverse with Mr. Ricci. I mean, he doesn't understand as much as I do, but he definitely understands more than these country bumpkins I'm forced to live with. And I suppose it'll be lonely now that most of my friends are gone. But Miss Nelly will be very accommodating with my studies. And once I'm at Arkham University, well, the old ones can devour this whole town if they care to. You see, time and space are really all part of a one-way river. You just have to know how and where to dig the ditches.
Sam?
Yes?
Excuse me, Sam. Something terrible happened.
I know.
What?
I mean, oh no.
Oh, you must have heard us talking. Oh dear. Dear. Oh, shh. There, Sam. No. I'll take care of you. Shh. There.
I play the act with Miss Nelly until I can see she believes me. Then I ask her to leave me be. It's time to go to bed. In my dreams come more knowledge from beyond the woods. In my dreams come many things. Things seen and unseen that the little ones draw from the earth and water, the trees and rocks, and things that the big ones draw from the skies and stars. Not only of my universe, but of those beyond. I can't wait to see what'll come through when I open the gates again.
And so we have it. Professor Ricci thought he did a good turn by the people of Foxville, but something happened in the woods that night that will haunt long after. Next time, we'll be returning to our primary storyline, learning just how sideways Cassie went in her last trip into the Dark Tome. We'll sink deeper together here next time on Undertow.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Floodgates of Willow Hill was written by Mary Sangiovanni, adapted for audio by Lance Roger Axt and Fred Greenhalgh, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries, featuring Maya Koloski, Joseph Bearer, Paul Haley, Christine Marshall, Dave Marshall, Tom Power, and Christopher Price. Dialogue editing by Fred Greenhalgh. Sound design by William DeFries. The Dark Tomes theme, Febrouillard, is by Peter Van Riet. Additional music by Mind's Eye Productions. The Dark Tome was created by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries and is a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Undertow is a production of Realm, hosted by Fred Greenhalgh, produced by Mary Azadolahi and Haley Wagreich, associate produced by Nicole Kreuter and Alexis Latshaw, executive produced by Fred Greenhalgh, Molly Barton, and Marcy Wiseman. Undertow's theme, Dark Rumbling, is by Hubert Campbell. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.